from the onset to shape the lives of those who love him, along with the same lies as the life of his son. The son stands first in the line of humanity restores. We see the original and the intended shape of our lives in Jesus. Regardless of how long you and I have been Christians, there's someone younger in their faith that we can disciple, and we've been called to do that. Called to make disciples, just like Jesus said to his disciples. The fourth is ministry. We are shaped for serving God, Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are to be helping others instead of just focusing on ourselves and our immediate families. Are you helping others using your gift? I think of Martha. Martha's got a wonderful gift she's put out there she's using to help people with phonics. Other people have gifts. Chris and Dave have a gift of serving. I mean, I can go on and on. I can look around this room and people have gifts. But are we using them to the fullest? I still remember Steve's mother after she recovered from breast cancer. She stopped drinking and she began counseling and helping other breast cancer victims. That's how she ended up meeting her husband and traveling around the country in his motorhome. She'd never been able to travel anywhere. Another important part of ministering to others is learning to be an encourager. The Bible has a lot to say about being an encourager. There are over 60 scriptures related to that. So what is the definition of encourage? To inspire with courage, spirit, or hope. We are made for a mission. Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age." Do we encourage other people? And how is that? All right, well, Debbie Thomas back there has a gift of writing cards to people, encouraging people. I think that's a God-inspired thing, Debbie. And you've been obedient to do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6. "The God who comforts and encourages and refreshes and cheers the depressed and the sinking, comforted and encouraged and refreshed and cheered the arrival of Titus." Think about Paul. We've been studying Paul on Monday nights. And, you know, we had had a visual image for the first time of what the dungeon was like that he was in. And before we figured out it was about, 8 months, Martha, maybe? He was in this dungeon underground with just an 18-inch opening in it. No lights, nobody else, just Paul. And a lot of what he wrote came from his experience there. So when he's saying to encourage us, think of what he's been going through. Would you want me to slow down more? Okay. Many examples are in the New Testament about believers who've called to encourage. Acts chapter 2, verse 40. "And Peter solemnly and earnestly witnessed and admonished with much more continuous speaking and warned, encouraged them, saying, be saved from the crooked generation." And again, several other examples in Acts of Paul being himself an encourager, and that's why later he went on to encourage his followers to be encouragers. When you're encouraged, you're strengthened, you're cheered, and you're comforted. All right, so the fifth thing we are called to do is evangelism. We are made for a mission. Matthew 28:9-20, Jesus says, "Go and make disciples in all nations." This simply means sharing the hope that's within us, sharing with other people. Do you know your testimony is the most powerful thing you have? Tell people what God has done for you. So the five things we need to think about are, once again, worship. Are we spending time in worship? Ideally, before you put your feet on the ground in the morning, you should be in worship. Fellowship. Do we have more opportunities for fellowship with other believers? That's important. Discipleship. Is there someone that you are discipling, regardless of how old you are in the faith? There's somebody that you can be helping. Ministry. What is your ministry? Are you doing it? Are you an encourager? We can all be encouragers. And evangelism. There are people that are just waiting to know the Lord, and it's up to us to share that. One other thing about living in the blue zones. Most don't get cancer, cardiovascular disease, or diabetes. Those are the big killers in our society, as you know. They live long lives, and most die in their sleep. And that, isn't that way you want to go? That's the way I want to go. Their bodies just give out. Our bodies are not designed to last forever. They're designed to give out. So there's a lot to think about, but regardless of how long we live or when or how we die, we should want our next life to start with, well done, good and faithful servant. Don't you want to hear Jesus say that? We enter into heaven, well done, good and faithful servant. All right, that's what I have to share today. And I just hope you have a chance to meditate on it. Think about the life of Paul, all he went through, and what an example he is for all of us. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for calling us to be encouragers. I pray that you'd show us how we can be that and to fulfill these other purposes that you have us here for. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome. Chris. Okay. Should we go ahead and go into prayer time? I can go ahead and do that, Dave. She can finish.